Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today it's Cosmo Sapiens by John Hans. Sophie, this one asks the biggest question there is, so where does he start?
Hey there, Sam. Cosmo Sapiens is John Hans's sweeping attempt to tie the universe's origin to human consciousness. He starts with the Big Bang, but he's skeptical from the first page.
He walks through the standard story, the singularity and the expansion 13.8 billion years ago, but then he shows the holes. The theory can't explain what came before or why conditions were so precise.
Right. That's the fine-tuning problem. Physicists use multiverse and inflation to patch it, but Han says those are speculative ideas, not settled facts.
Exactly. And that sets the tone. He respects science deeply, but he refuses to treat it as a religion. He shows where our knowledge ends, and that's where the interesting questions start.
Then he moves to the origin of life, which is the biggest gap of all. How do non-living chemicals organize into a living cell?
The odds against even simple proteins forming by chance are astronomical. No current theory explains the leap from chemistry to biology. So he suggests that life may be an inherent tendency of matter under the right conditions. I was skeptical at first, but he makes a compelling case.
He does. He grounds it in the observation that the universe keeps producing organized systems at every scale.
Right. If that's true, then biology is just a continuation of the same cosmic trend.
Then he takes on evolution. He accepts natural selection, but he thinks it's incomplete.
The fossil record doesn't show slow, gradual change. It shows long periods of stability, then sudden bursts of new forms, which paleontologists call punctuated equilibrium.
He also adds symbiosis and horizontal gene transfer, so evolution is more cooperative than we usually think.
That's a big deal. It changes how we see competition and cooperation in nature.
It does. Then he gets to consciousness, which is where the book really takes off.
The hard problem is how subjective experience arises from objective matter. He reviews integrated information theory and panpsychism. Honestly, I found myself leaning toward panpsychism, the idea that consciousness might be fundamental rather than late and accidental really resonated with me.
Yeah. He's not dismissing the brain, but he thinks our inner sense of self might reflect something real.
That leads him to human culture. We create language, art, religion, and science, and we pass those systems down across generations.
But the same capacity gives us tribalism and ecological destruction.
He names the threats clearly. Climate change, nuclear war, and AI are front and center. He doesn't sugarcoat them. Yet he stays cautiously optimistic. He thinks our self-awareness and collective action might be enough.
That's a fine line to walk, but he walks it well.
Then comes his critique of materialism. The paradigm works beautifully in physics and chemistry.
But when you apply it to biology and consciousness, it breaks down.
He thinks we need a new paradigm, one that includes mind as a fundamental feature of reality.
That's a radical suggestion, but he supports it with the open questions in science.
He also takes religion and spirituality seriously. He doesn't endorse any specific doctrine. But he says the search for meaning and transcendence is a real part of human nature, not just a chemical accident.
That's rare in a science book. It makes the account more complete.
Then he turns to the future. Genetic engineering, AI, and nanotechnology could let us steer our own evolution.
But those same tools could create beings that surpass us.
He argues we need wisdom and humility, not just capability.
That's the central tension of the whole book, I think.
His answer to that tension is the central thesis. Humanity isn't an accident. We're an integral part of a cosmic process moving toward greater complexity and consciousness. Yet we're not the final stop.
Right. He suggests consciousness might keep evolving beyond us.
So the one thing I'm taking away is that image of star stuff. We are the universe becoming aware of itself, and that changes how I see everything.
That's beautiful. The library at 7minutebooks.com/app has over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles to read or listen to in any language. Many include infographics. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 lifetime. Cosmos Sapiens reminds us that we are the universe waking up to itself, and how we wake up next is up to us. We'll see you in the next one.